Welcome to Protein Producers, the podcast where we explore the latest trends and innovations in agriculture and protein production. Today we are talking about Detecting and Treating Lameness in Cattle, a Guide for Ranchers, by Dr. Shane Terrell. As a veterinarian specializing in lameness, I've spent years working with cattle producers across the country, helping them manage one of the most common but often overlooked issues in their herds. Lameness can cause significant losses in production, affect animal welfare, and lead to costly interventions if not addressed early. Detecting and treating lameness in cattle is critical to maintaining a healthy, productive herd. My goal is to share some practical tools and strategies that ranchers can use to identify lameness early and treat it effectively. The first and most important part of managing lameness is timing. In any disease process, timing of the intervention is key to the animal's recovery. When it comes to lameness, you have to be systematic in your evaluation of the cattle. Not every case requires immediate intervention, but deciding when to step in is crucial. A simple scoring system, like the Locomotion scoring system I helped develop, can make a world of difference. It's a 1-3 scale that helps you evaluate the severity of lameness and guides you on what to treat. At a locomotion score of 0, the animal is normal, showing no signs of lameness. As you observe the animal's gait, you'll notice that its hind foot should land in the same spot as the front foot. That symmetry is what we're looking for in a healthy animal. Once you start seeing a shortened stride, where one of the back feet doesn't reach the same distance in comparison to the front foot's tracks as the other back foot, that's a score of 1. At this stage, the animal may not need immediate intervention, but it's a sign to monitor closely. If the lameness doesn't improve after a few days, or if it worsens, it's time to act. A score 2 is when you need to intervene. These cattle will often show a head bob as they sift their weight to avoid putting pressure on the affected limb. You'll also be able to identify which leg is causing the issue. At this point, pulling the animal for treatment is necessary to prevent the condition from worsening. If left unchecked, a score 2 can quickly escalate to a score 3, where the animal is no longer willing to bear any weight on the affected limb. By this stage, the situation becomes much more serious, potentially leading to catastrophic lameness, salvage slaughter, or even death. When it comes to treatment, getting the right diagnosis is half the battle. Common causes of lameness include infectious issues like foot rot, hairy heel wart, as well as physical injuries like toe and sole abscesses. In cases of foot rot, you'll see swelling between the toes, and the affected foot will splay out as the infection progresses. Hairy heel wart, on the other hand, typically shows up as a painful lesion in the heel area, often mistaken for foot rot. Identifying the correct cause of lameness is critical to implementing the right treatment. For physical causes like toe or sole abscesses, hoof testers are your best friend. They help identify areas of pain, and once you've found the problem spot, treatment may involve trimming the hoof or draining the abscess. Infections like foot rot are generally treated with antibiotics, while anti-inflammatory medications can help reduce pain and inflammation in both infectious and non-infectious cases. Always consult your veterinarian to determine the best course of action for each individual animal. Proper handling and restraint are also essential to effective treatment. In many operations, we use a simple rope and pulley system to restrain the affected leg. This system allows us to lift the leg safely without causing further harm to the animal or risking injury to the handler. With the leg properly restrained, we can thoroughly examine the hoof and apply the necessary treatment. If you're using a tilt table, it can make this process even easier, especially with larger cattle. Finally, prevention is always better than treatment. One of the most overlooked aspects of preventing lameness is a good pen and facility maintenance. Rough, muddy, or poorly drained pens can lead to injuries and infections. Check your facilities regularly for sharp objects or uneven surfaces that could cause lacerations. Also, be mindful of water tank leaks that can create muddy areas where bacteria thrive, leading to conditions like foot rot. Additionally, rubber mats in high traffic areas, such as around the chute or loading facilities, can help prevent slippage and reduce the risk of injury. By being proactive about detecting early signs of lameness, making timely decisions about treatment, and maintaining good facility conditions, we can significantly reduce the impact of lameness on our herds. Lameness is a common issue, but with the right tools and knowledge, it doesn't have to be a costly one. This story was brought to you by Dr. Shane Terrell, who is a consulting veterinarian and has been a partner in production animal consultation since 2012. His primary areas of interest are feedlot lameness and field research.